Today we are in conversation with a renowned artist, Lakshma Gowd. So, well, sir, have you been to Auroville before?
No, I did came once. But as far as the work is concerned, I think to the extent of time that I had spent, it is my first experience. And I came to know of this studio, Adil Studio, through my friends Vishu and Sarla. So they made some proposition. So I told them, I said, it would be wonderful if you can find out some such plan where I can work for about a week or so and leave the work with you. And then you can probably plan to present it. But otherwise, I am familiar with the picture, the topography of this part of the country. And so it was very nice for me to come here, and I'm very happy.
So what are your first impressions about the people whom you met here?
I haven't met anyone.
Oh.
I never wanted to meet anyone. Why? Because I came for a purpose. I thought it is better I should very happily sit down and work. And luckily, to my temperament, Adil was so welcoming, and Adil's place was so inspiring. And all these, it is almost, tomorrow it will be 1 week, meditative. And I thought it is better that I exploit it to the best of my ability rather than roaming around like a monkey in the forest.
Okay, that's excellent. Tell us something about your early days, like when you started as...
Well, in fact, I bought my college time when I first initiated into art school. And then I had the opportunity of staying with Professor K.J. Subramanian in Baroda way back in 63 and 65. So that exposure after my art education was most wonderful. Then I think that is where I started rooting myself back into the idea of working in the environment with natural material, tool and technique, because I was very keen that an artist must learn how to use material available in one's own environment. As you know, when I say environment, I come from a rural background, a small village about 70 kilometers from Hyderabad. So quite appropriately, whichever medium that I touched, it has always enabled me to connect back to our traditions very comfortably, effortlessly. And that is what I can say about my early formative age.
So something like, you know, when you were a kid, before you actually... So who was the first one to realize that you're going to be an artist? Or is there something that you drew at that time?
Nothing. I don't think anybody like that can come up with saying that right from my childhood I am an artist. I don't know. I was very bad in my school, in the sense in my primary level education. Not interested in textbook. Playing around with clay or anything that you found. So that was a kind of a thing. And I, you said that you are interested in theatre. I do not know whether you have seen any village theatre now.
So I have seen in Marathi theatre. So since I am from
village. Theatre, when you say, it is urban.
Okay,
not in that terminology. Jo street play.
Yeah, so I used to do some street plays because...
You used to do street plays now. So the difference between you and me, I am 75.
Okay, so...
I am referring to theatre in the village.
Okay.
Where actor has propped up himself with borrowed clothes, saris and rumals, pagadis from the houses of the neighbours, you know. And he had no education to read his dialogue. Somebody would prompt him and make him dance and listen to the music and present it to the people. So that is a kind of a theatre I am talking about.
No, I haven't.
Very erotic in every sense of it, very organic, And a lot of robust movement. I think those are the traditions which are still alive in regions like Karnataka and Kerala. Over a period of time, all such things have become classical. They have gone into universities and colleges and what and whatnot. And then a lot of folklore, folk songs sung by a farmer. So that is a kind of a background that I come from. And that nostalgia remained in me all through my art education in the urban art schools. I am able to talk to you in a language which is not my mother tongue. It is only because of the training that I went to an art school. If I was made to remain what I was, maybe I would have become a theatrical artist, you know.
So you were destined to be an artist one way or the other?
Yeah, I see a given individual artist should not just claiming in practice, they should be versatile. In the sense that not a slave to a Winsor & Newton paint and a brush, but one should be able to pick up even leaves and twigs from a forest and should be able to produce something presentable, aesthetically sensible to the people.
Oh, that's a beautiful thought. Do you think the new generation is doing this kind of stuff?
Well, if you ask me one way, I will say yes, because I am a professional artist myself. I do not want to be so rigid and conventional in my thoughts. But I'd like to be open. Not that somebody is pressurizing me to be open. But well, what they are doing is good. You know, the conceptual things are there. Installations are there. You must have heard about the Biennales for the last in a row. It was the second Biennale in Kerala. So some of the younger artists got together. Government has patronized it, so that is a welcome. What is presented there, it need not be something understandable for our society. After all, art, as you know, it's only for certain sections. Today, if you have a big show here, only a community, and that too those who are free, they would come. Those who are interested, they will come. So it's okay, even if people don't respond to my ceramic today, but tomorrow they will. Why? Because it is done by me, a human being coming from our society, coming from a particular environment. I am sure my work will definitely reflect that characteristic in the work. So as long as it is done by me, if I am focused, I think that is what is required.
The other thing is, how important do you think it is for an artist to step out of their comfort zone and do something different? Is it necessary, or they should just stick to their core?
There is nothing wrong settling down in a comfort zone. But what you do in tune with the time. I'm not saying that if somebody is wearing a jeans, that I'll wear a jeans. But if I'm speaking my language well, I should be allowed. As an artist, I'm privileged. I should be allowed to speak and express with freedom what I feel correct. I cannot become an American or a German or anyone. I'm an Indian. When I say Indian, I belong to a particular region. So as long as I'm in a position comfortably reflecting those nuances, that is good. Having ambitions of enveloping the entire world sensibility are becoming global, I feel it's a big joke.
So tell me, out of all the work that you have done so far, if you have to pick three work, the best that you like, not the world likes.
So about half an hour ago, I have done one work. Yeah. That's the best work of mine.
So three, which is the other two, which people have seen? I don't know, nobody must have seen.
So many people have seen my work. It's, most of my work is in private collection. So, it's very difficult because my body of work is very big. So, it's difficult for me. I can pick up mediums, for example. Of late, during these 10 years, I've been working a lot in the indigenous medium with clay, not necessarily ceramic, but several other areas. I'm a printmaker also. So I really love this because I felt it's very organic out of a lump of a clay, and you give a shape to it, it turns out to be your work, and it is so soul satisfying. And it is also very exciting, and it surprises me each time when I touch the clay. So I'm very happy about it.
So anything you want to tell to the future artists in India?
See, these days there seems to be some kind of reservation as regard to skill. Most of the contemporaries do not seem to have faith in the idea of skill development. And I feel no matter what changes have come, whether it is in visual arts or our own day-to-day activity in life, there must be some direction. There must be some way to begin. So that comes with skill. See, simply if a tool is given to you, you will say, I don't know how to draw. So what does that mean? If I give you, play some music, if I ask you to dance, you will say, I do not know how to step. So this is a lame excuse. So it is better that artist should be able to try and develop the skill to use tool and the technique. If you don't, it is waste. For example, Adil was saying that I can stand a person who understands the value of the clay or the nature of the clay or the palpability of the clay. If he doesn't, then I don't like allowing them to come and disturb me in my studio. It is true because he makes his clay with such... it's like your kitchen, you know. Your mom cooks food for you with such love, and if you waste it, so I think skill in any given area. Suppose if you are a poet or a writer, you know, you may be knowing volumes of language, but if you do not know how to edit that and put it into three sentences, three words together, you can never be a good poet, you know. Those words need to be understood by the one who is reading it, you know. So you say, it is skillfully written, it is skillfully done, it is skillfully woven, skillfully carved. Why do you say it? Because there is an evidence of the skill there. So I very firmly, undisputedly have faith in skill. Skill is wealth. Skill is a gift because it has come with practice.
That's really nice. One last question. Are you doing anything from your end to for the upliftment of the art in your field?
Yes. I've been a teacher. And then I work with voluntary organizations to demonstrate them to do things they like, but without intruding into their cultural fabric.
All right, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.